If they had bombed against a person, that would have been something.
Well, a person don't even stand a chance if they're in one.
This same storm that you was talking about hit back over, about 5 miles west of us. And one of our neighbors back there, a man that we knew, Jack's house, there wasn't one board left of that house. And it took it right up off of the foundation. And there was a tank sitting right by the house where he caught water in and never moved that tank.
It's amazing.
And it took his, it carried his refrigerator down a mile, or maybe not quite a mile, maybe half or three quarters of a mile in the field and dropped it. Now, as heavy a thing as refrigerator. And his braking plow, these big old tractor pull braking plows, was carried a half a mile down in the field and dropped it. They seen the storm a coming and they run out in front of their house and crawled under a culvert. And when they come out, that they didn't have nothing left.
Lucky to be alive, I guess.
Yes.
Something like that. You don't have hurricanes in this far inland? If you're describing a wind, it's coming... what directions the winds come from around here?
Mostly
from the south or southwest, storm winds. Sometimes we get some pretty heavy winds out of the west.
Mostly, it seems to me like northwest. We get most of our cold weather wind out of the northwest. Yeah. And a lot of the storms out of the northwest.
Do you have any special names you use for like a wind from the north or wind from the south?
Say north, that north wind usually is cold, or south wind's usually warm. When it blows from the south, it's usually warmer. North wind or northwest wind's cold.
South wind blows from the south 3 or 4 days, we're pretty sure to get rain. That's an old saying, you know. When wind blows from the south 3 or 4 days, we'll get rain.
In Texas, we use the term norther. Do you use that up here?
Norther.
Mm-hmm.
North wind. In the wintertime when it's cold, we'll say that it's going to be a northerner. You know, we mean cold spell, but we'll call it a northerner.
We'll even say a blue north if it's going to be very cold. Have you ever used that one?
Yeah, I've heard the expression used, it's really blue cold out there. Mostly now that I hear the expression, I've got a boy that lives in Illinois, and he's always talking about it being blue cold up there, you know.
A little bit colder up there, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's not colder than it is here.
Well, if you got a wind coming from halfway between, say, south and west, you call that a...
southwest wind.
And if it's halfway between south and east, it would be a...
southeast.
And then between east and north would be a...
northeast.
And north and west would be a...
northwest.
Confused there. Okay, if you're getting a rain, not very hard, but just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's a...
sprinkling.
Any other terms you could use there, depending on how hard it's sprinkling?
A light shower.
Light rain.
You ever talk about a mist?
Well, a mist is kind of like a fog.
So it'd be different from...
A mist is not just drops. It comes down more like a fog is a mist.
And then if you do have a fog, you'd say the weather outside is very...
foggy.
If you have a long period of time, we don't have any rain. What do you call that around here?
Drought.
If the wind has been very gentle and starts getting stronger, you say it's the wind's
getting higher.
On the other hand, if it's been stronger and it's dying down now, you say the wind's
ceasing.
Anything else you say?
Well, I've heard the expression of winds beginning to lay.
Yeah.